Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Rukia Kinney.
Perfect. Rukia Kinney. And can you confirm her phone number for me?
256-328-3586.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I could take it from here.
Thank you as well. Have a nice day, both of you.
Thank you, so much.
Bye.
Hi, Rukia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sounds good. And Rukia, did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Now, did you already have an attorney assisting you with this, or have you signed any paperwork?
No.
Okay, perfect. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Do you remember, Rukia, when you were diagnosed?
Yes, in July of 2006.
Okay. July, and you said of 2006?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
6/12/1978.
Okay, I have 6/12/1978. Now, Rukia, do you know anyone else that used Depo Provera was maybe affected by it?
Yes, but she has since passed away.
I see. Yeah, and I'm so sorry to hear. Now, do you remember if you used Depo Provera, or was it another generic version of it?
It was Depo Provera.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Yeah. When did you start using it? Do you remember?
In March of 2002.
Okay. March of 2002, you said?
Yes.
And when was the very last time you used it?
In June of 2006.
Okay, so around when you were diagnosed, no worries. Now, can you confirm your gender for me, Rukia?
Female.
Female, perfect. Now, I have your first name spelled R-U-K-I-A, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and last name, is that spelled K-I-N-N-I-E?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Now, did you have a middle name?
Yes.
Okay, what was that?
K-E-A-R-O.
K-E-R-O?
K-E-A-R-O.
Okay. K-E-A-R-O.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And your social?
421-06-0815.
Okay, I have 421-06-0815. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Then for Gmail, I have your last name, your first name at gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And phone number again was 256-328-3586, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Then what was your address?
1108 4th Avenue. Apartment B, Gaston, Alabama, 35901.
Okay. I have 1108 4th Avenue. What was the apartment number?
B.
Okay. Apartment B as in boy?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. So I have 1108 4th Ave, Apartment B, and that's in Gadsden, Alabama, 35901. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctor's name who diagnosed you?
Yes, his name was Dr. Daniel Harmon.
Dr. Daniel Harness, you said?
Harmon.
Harmon, okay. And this was out there in Gadsden?
No, it's in Birmingham.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I do see her, Danielle Carmen. Okay, and what facility was this at that you were diagnosed and treated?
Grandview Medical Center.
Okay. Grandview Medical Center, that's in Birmingham, Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with cancer prior to the meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. No, that is really good to hear. And do you know if you have the medical records for this as well?
No, I have to obtain them.
Okay, that's okay. But they have them, the hospital does?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Does anyone come to mind?
Yes.
Okay. What was the first and last name of that person?
Alberta, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny. Kinnie.
Perfect. And what was Alberta's phone number?
256-515-2633.
Perfect. Okay, and what was the relationship to Alberta? Was this your sister?
Mom.
Okay, your mom. Beautiful. Do you know your mom's email address, or I could put yours?
She doesn't have one.
Okay, no worries. I'll put yours. And then as far as her address goes as well, do you want me to put yours, or do you know her address?
Hers is mom.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent to go ahead and get started and pull those medical records. They do need your consent to be able to pull those. And then with that information, they will go ahead and get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email will be fine.
Okay. Okay, great. So if you haven't already, you can pull up your email, put me on speaker. I'm going to send it shortly. Before I send it, Rukia, I do want to verify the information on here. Just stop me if any of this is incorrect, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have Rukia, R-U-K-I-A, middle name K-E-A-R-O, last name Kinnie, K-I-N-N-I-E. I have your address is 1108 4th Avenue, apartment B as in boy. That's in Gadsden, Alabama, 35901. I have your date of birth as 0612 in 1978. And then I have your social is 421-060815. Is that all correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that DocuSign out. You should be receiving it in your email. It'll say something with my name on it. Carolina Hernandez wants to share DocuSign. Something along those lines. And let me know when you do receive that.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. And let me know if you have any issues signing. I'll make sure to stay on the line in case there are any issues.
No, it's not letting me sign it.
Okay. Did it have you agree to terms and conditions or something along those lines?
I agreed to the electronic record and signature.
Uh-huh. And is there a start button or a continue button?
Yes.
Okay, so tap on that, and then it should take you to yellow field where you would tap on to put your signature.
Okay. Okay, I was able to sign it.
Okay, perfect. Now there should be a finish button after you click on all those fields. Perfect. I'll let you know when I receive that on my end.
Did you get it?
Let me double check. Yes, I did receive that on my end, Rukia. Perfect. Now, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours to verify some of the information we went over. It should be, you know, a fairly quick call. They're just going to verify it with you on the line. After that, if you have any case-related inquiries, you can always reach out to them or myself. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
Not right now.
Okay, sounds good. If anything does come up again, you can always reach out. But thank you so much for your time, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.